In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The year-end budget bill passed by Congress had some major energy and environmental proposals that will affect Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The bill includes money to fully fund the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden. It also supports the phase-out of climate-warming hydrofluorocarbons, a move supported by Colorado Democrats Michael Bennett and Joe Neguse. And there are also energy provisions from outgoing Senator Cory Gardner, including the River Act, which bolsters hydropower, and the Energy Savings Through Public-Private Partnerships Act, focused on energy efficiency. Bipartisan leaders praised inclusion of the Energy Act in the budget bill, saying it focuses on next-generation technologies that will reduce greenhouse gas emissions while keeping American energy affordable and globally competitive. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Food banks in southern Colorado have provided people with support through a year of uncertainty. As Elena Rivera reports, they're bringing those experiences into 2021.
Las Animas Helping Hands provides weekly food support to people all over the county. Executive Director Sharon Barber says they've seen more than 900 families over the past 6 months, almost double what they saw during the same time last year. Barber says keeping up with demand hasn't always been easy, especially at the start of the coronavirus pandemic.
We had spent over $1,000 on food in 1 week with two distributions, and I was wondering what in the world is happening and what are we going to do about it?
Barber says food donations and a partnership with regional food bank Care and Share has helped them keep going. They're also planning on increasing utility assistance in the new year. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Snow across much of the state today, a winter weather warning across western Colorado's mountains. In Metro Denver, expect snow mainly after 11 a.m. This is CPR News.